Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that you are here today. And Father, that we are here today as well. And Lord, knowing that for eternity we'll be together. So Father, we pray that you would help us in this hour to understand the things that are going on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, this morning I'd like to preach from Satan's Eden. This is number 238. And it's entitled The Great End Time Insanity / Perversion. All right. From Satan's Eden, number 78, Brother Branham said, "And if that's so, and we see it is so," so in other words, it's not a guess, it's true, okay? "So you are blinded. You're blinded to these denominations that Satan has twisted you into. And it's a perversion of God's original word and his kingdom and his plan for his children." Notice he said it's a perversion of the kingdom of God that God has ordained for his children. So this then tells us anything that is contrary to the ordained will of God is a perversion. So everything you see going on in the meeting today, it's all a perversion. Then he said, Satan has twisted men and women into these things, and they don't know it. It perverted. Now from Galatians 1, chapter 6, verse 6, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." Now the word "another" is actually the Hebrew word, it's a Greek word.
Heteros.
Pardon?
Heteros.
Heteros. And it means another, okay? Another nature. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. So it's not just another nature, it's a perversion. Just like when a man says he's a woman, it's a perversion, okay? Or a woman says she's a man, it's a perversion. So it is a gospel of a different nature. They say it's the same, but Genesis 1:11 says every seed after its own kind or nature. And Matthew 7:20 says, "Whereby your fruits you will know them." Now you look at the news today, it's full of perversions, people of different nature, tranny this and tranny that. And like Brother Bram said, they don't even know if they're male or female. Now, he told us this 50 years ago. All right, so that's prophetic. That is pretty sick parenting if you do not teach your children the right way of thinking. I don't believe that anybody that has taught their children the right way to think, their child is going to become a pervert, okay? And then if you don't do it, then some teacher will get a hold of your kids and twist their tender minds into thinking they are they aren't what they are. In other words, there's a thing called furry, I guess. Is these kids are dressing up like animals, and then they're having whatever. So they're dressed like animals, and they're acting like animals, and they are animals because they're murderers, okay? Now, what do they do that for? Well, what do the teachers teach kids to be transvestites for? Brownie points. Then it turns the children into screwballs until by the time that they're ready for college, they're mentally gone, perverted, and just useful for being cannon fodder left for the burning. And that's why Brother Branham, 50 years ago, he said they're cannon fodder. Now, that was a hard term. And let's face it, some of the things Brother Branham said were very hard, but you know what? We believe 100% what he said. And like when he preached on marriage and divorce, he said, some of these women aren't worth a good bullet. Well, now, you know, that I don't know if that's translated that way in German, but that's what he said. And a lot of people left, you know, they found Brother Branham. Well, that's just too hard. You know, how could a man say that? Listen, he was saying, I wouldn't spend the money that it takes to buy a good bullet for one of those type of women, okay? But what does it matter if a college student thinks right or left? Politics won't save them. The word is the only salvation, and they've turned it down already. The very fact they've turned from conservative to tranny shows that they're already lost, okay? Now, you think that you're going to go out there and change these kids back to being right? You might turn them to being right, mega right, but are you going to turn them to be right, God's thinking right? I think it's over, brother, sister. I think the door is closed, and we're just seeing the results of everything out there. Now, Brother Ram continues saying, the longer a son of God, bangs hanging down in his face, and a pair of shorts on, tromping down the street, a son of God, a deacon in the church, a pastor in the pulpit? I don't think so. Then Brother Branham says something very straightforward and clear. He says, no, that ain't a son of God. He never come through God's thinking filter, and he wouldn't have them women's clothes on. He sure wouldn't. Neither would she have the man's clothes on. See, it's not a son of God. I mean, I remember at the age of 22 quitting soccer because I tried to play with my Adidas pants on, you know, and the ref told me, you're not in uniform. So I said, okay, then I went and I played goalie instead because a goalie can still wear the pants. But Brother Branham was telling us that when men wear women's shorts, it's wearing their undergarments, okay? So he says, it's a son of God, it's a son of Satan and a daughter of Satan. It's a hard thing to say. Satan has succeeded in perverting and taking over the world and making it his kingdom that men was put on by free moral agency to choose for themselves what kind of life they desire. Okay, so there you must realize that it all depends on what they do with the word. If they receive the word, they're a son or daughter of God. If they won't receive the word, they're sons or daughters of Satan. All right? And I'm sure to say, I'm sorry to say this, but it only takes one word off to show who you are a seed of. Now, there's a lot of people in this message that are sons of Satan. I'm just going to say right out. I mean, they act like women, they talk like women, they even dress like women. But God in his infinite grace gives us more than one time. He gives us a lifetime of grace. You see, be fortunate that God hasn't taken you home yet, because you'd be crystallized in what you're in. Once you're dead, you're done, okay? You're crystallized, okay? Satan didn't prove himself that he was evil by turning down the word of God that God had told Adam in the garden when he said not to eat of the two trees in the garden. That is not where Satan proved himself to be what he is. He disagreed with God, with what God had told Adam, but he had already proved himself to be evil in heaven when he was kicked out for what he said and what he did. But there is where he proved himself to be an evil cherubim by deceiving a third part of heaven. Then he says, that shows what's in your heart, see? In other words, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you're going to do those things, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you do those things, it just shows you what's in your heart, okay? Now, I don't think for one minute that Charlie Kirk would have gone out on the campuses if he had only knew what we know. So you can't blame the man, okay? He didn't have access to our prophet like we did. You can listen to over 1,000 things and hear what you want to hear. There's a lot of people that left this message that say, Brother Ram said this wrong. Brother Ram said this wrong. And you know what? Out of 1,288 sermons, they found one or two little things and they jump on it and they go after it, okay? That's what they did with Charlie Kirk. They took something they didn't like and they twisted it and went after it. Some will hear all good. And as Brother Ram said, if you hear something you disagree with, then act like you're eating cherry pie and just spit out the piss. Now, I don't think you can hear everything a person has to say and agree 100% with everything that they say. And neither can you hear everything and disagree with everything that they have to say. So as mature sons and daughters of God, you cannot put away any person as though they are worthless based on one thing that they say, just because they didn't say it the way you would have said it. But that is what happened to Charlie Kirk. An immature person decided he would not live because they found him to say a thing that was offensive to himself and his friends. Did the shooter stop to think maybe that his own understanding was perverted? Did he even consider that? No, he thought Charlie was perverted. Just like Cain when he talked to Abel. Cain thought Abel was perverted. Abel knew that Cain was perverted, all right? Did Cain stop to think maybe God did not bless him because he was wrong? Or did he get angry because he was wrong? I mean, he could have asked Adam what was right and what was wrong. His own father, or not, well, he actually wasn't his own father, but he was rebellious toward his parents. That was his nature. That was his seed's nature. But no, he didn't like what Abel said, so his reaction was to cancel him out, to kill him. And if you got that thought in your mind, you're wrong. You know, if you say, well, why don't they just round up all the trannies and just get rid of them? It's the wrong thinking, all right? Doesn't mean we agree with them at all, but they're part of God's plan. You know, the reason God doesn't give us a body change right now is like Brother Vail said some many years ago, 40 years ago. He said if God gave us a body change, we'd all be out running around the world denuking every bomb there is. And he said, but that's part of God's plan, is they're going to have the bombs. The earth has to end with a loud noise and fervent heat. So, you can't take things on yourself to do what you want. You have to let God do what he wants, okay? So just give Charlie Kirk some credit for trying to save as many as he could from the illogical trans movement that tells you that you can be whatever you want to be, because you can transition yourself to be you can't transition yourself to be a woman if you're born a man, but everybody else knows. In other words, don't tell me to call you Sally when I know your name is Joel, okay, or George, okay? You know, I'm not going to fall for your politics, okay? Now, if you're fresh, or you can transition yourself to be a furry creature if you're born a human being, you just can't do it. Every seed will come forth as God intended you to be. So if you are a man, then be thankful God made you a man. If you're a woman, be thankful God made you a woman. You see, people are unthankful and unholy, and that's the beginning of it right there. And to think that you can change what God has created you to be, you can't do it. If your flesh goes against Genesis 1:11, every seed after its kind, which is God's law of life, just remember, that is what Satan did in heaven. He has made a cherub, but he wanted to elevate himself above the sons of God. But don't worry about Charlie Kirk. He was a Christian. He didn't understand what you think. So he won't be held to the standard you'll be held to. But he understood that he was saved by the grace of God and believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And Brother Branham said, if you disagree with everything I say, except that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, he said, you're my brother. Now, you see, we get little cults in this church, in this message, that says, well, if you don't believe my certain doctrine, I don't receive you as a brother. You're not even a brother, right? You know, and there's just... it's gone into hatred, and it's got to stop. You know, Brother Bram said, when the persecution arises, he said that it'll drive all the different cults and clans together, okay? And that's what's going to be needed, because the people are too stubborn. They think that we're right, everybody else is wrong, all right? So I believe he will come up at the white throne and be given life, and he will enjoy life without these demonic influences in the earth that so disturbed him. I watched some interviews with him, and he was being attacked by even his friends, okay? He said a few things that were like, I like to question what they're doing in Gaza, and all of a sudden he becomes an anti-Semite. He wasn't an anti-Semite. He loved the children of God. He just didn't care for the politics of the government. But you see, they take one thing and he's out. Take one thing, you're out. You don't believe proves, you're out. You don't believe Godhead, you're out. You don't believe two souls, you're out. You don't believe seventh thunder, you're out. And so we've seen this message melt down into a bunch of cults that even if the doctrine you hold true in your heart, if you're not living it, you don't believe it. If you really did believe the parousia, your entire life would be living for Christ. It wouldn't be trying to serve yourself and not serving your brother, okay? Now, from the sermon influence, Brother Branham said, there's many times there's men I don't disagree with, but they disagree with me. But if it can't be upon tolerance and upon the thoughts of a better fellowship and things, then I won't say nothing at all. If I can disagree with a man ever so much, if I can't put my arm around him and from my heart know he's my brother, then I oughtn't to be talking to him. That's right. We've got to do that. And from his sermon, Marriage and Divorce, he said, now listen closely. And sisters, don't get up and go out. Sit still just a minute, just a little while. Brothers, do the same. Don't turn off your sets out there that's coming in on this hookup. Don't do that. You just sit still for a few minutes until it's over. Now listen close. If you disagree, put down the scripture that I use and then study them prayerfully before you make your decision. God help us as we try to approach this subject. So, we are human. That is why we try to say only what our end time prophets said or the scriptures say. Now, that is our only hope of staying in line with God's thinking. And if we meet someone in life who doesn't say all that God said, then be very thankful for what little they do have that is correct. For Marriage and Divorce, you see, there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, the Catholic people are bad people, and you know they're crazy, and they believe in a multiplicity of gods and praying to the dead and everything else. But what do they believe that's the same? Well, they don't believe in taking a baby's life. Hey, I can amen that. Can you? All right. So do I criticize them? Listen, I meant more Catholic people that have a decent, godly life than I've met in this message. This message is an offshoot of Pentecost, and Pentecost, Brother Branham said, give them 50 years and they'll be worse than the Catholic Church. But there's a lot of Catholic people also who are fanatical about their Catholicism. Just leave them alone. All right? But when you can agree, agree. When you don't agree, just let them go. All right? Because you're not responsible for correcting their error. You're only responsible to God. I don't care what any of you think. I've said that many times here. I only care what God thinks. All right? I'm responsible to God. I'm not responsible to you. All right? Now, for Marriage and Divorce, Brother Branham said, and I want to say that if any minister or ministers, any place, should this tape ever fall into their hands, if we release this tape, I don't know what the church will do about it, and any of my minister brothers or Christians anywhere that would disagree upon the thing that I'm saying about this subject, I trust that you will not criticize it. Well, apparently he wasn't talking to the message people because he didn't say message. He said Christians. You see, you can say, well, I'm a message. They're a message. They're a message. There's a message over there. There's a message over there. And you've got a denomination. We're all hanging the shingle. We're all parousia. This group's 4, 5, 6 churches. We're parousia. This over here, they believe that God is. They're parousia. Listen, their denomination, Two Souls denomination. There's a lot of denominations in this message. Brother Branham never said, I'm going to go to a message church. I'm not going to preach the message to people. He said, I'm talking to Christians. Are you a Christian this morning or are you message? If you're a message person and not a Christian, you're not a Christian. You're a message believer. You're in a denomination called the message. All right? See, there's too much of this going on. Well, you don't believe the proofs like we do, so apparently you are wrong. Listen, give me a break. Just give me a break. Who are you? Huh? I just don't understand this hate. Now, I can see standing up for right. In other words, standing up for the right doctrine, but you don't tear down the other person to make your point. You know, a bad argument is when you revert to name-calling. It means that you don't think logically, you don't think rationally, you can't put together a string of words to make your point. All right? So you think about, well, if I can just hate this person, if I can call him enough names, maybe it'll convince you to believe like me. It doesn't do that, brother, sister. So don't you do that, okay? So Brother Branham says, any of you ministers or Christians, I trust that you will not criticize it. If you don't understand it the way that I teach it, well, you have a right to that as a minister, as a shepherd, and I respect anything you believe. All right. Well, he's just a JW. Well, you know what? There's a lot of good points in JWs. Well, he's just Pentecostal. Yeah, there's a lot of good things about Pentecostals too. All right? In other words, get off your high horse or God will do what he did to Paul and he'll slam you on the ground. There are people who disagree on one point that I make and they'll walk out of this church. They've done it over the years. We've had 200 people leave this church. That's okay, though. This word was just not for them. I hope they can find somewhere that they can go and attend and find agreement with everything that they say over there. But you know what? I found those same people that have gone different directions and gone to different churches. They start criticizing that church as well. I've had people come here that were criticizing in Brother Vail's church. And they said, well, we want to come down to your church. And I said, well, just a minute. If you come down, I don't want to hear a word out of your mouth about that church. Leave their laundry there and just come down here and be a brother. You know what? They wouldn't do it. So I said, well, don't bother. Brother Branham even said, I disagree with my own wife. Have you ever disagreed? Have you ever disagreed with your husband? I think so. Did you still love him? Amen. If you don't love them because you have a disagreement, you are the problem, not the person that you disagreed with. All right? Mita liked apple pie, and he liked cherry pie. So are you telling me that you can't have a civil marriage with your marriage spouse because you disagree on what dessert to eat, apple or cherry? Then who's wrong here, my brother or sister, the one you disagree with or yourself for making it an issue? You know, there's an old expression, choose your battles. And I don't think that 99% of the battles we have are really wise. All right? So who's wrong, my brother or sister? It's you if you got a problem with that person and trying to change that person. I've told sisters in here, I said, look, you loved your husband when you met him, but then over the years you say, well, he didn't change this and he didn't change that. You married him the way he was. Why are you trying to change him? Okay? Well, he doesn't eat right. You know, he takes too much on his fork. You know what? I knew a brother whose wife was complaining all the time about the way he ate because he ate his food with a knife. He put his peas on a knife and ate. You know what? I didn't love him any less. I just thought he's kind of quirky, but you know what? He's my brother, okay? So who's wrong if you go around with an attitude all the time? Brother Bram said it'll keep you out of there, by the way. Why can't we all agree to at least one thing? God's word is correct. Everything else is an error. And no man has a right to interpret God's word. He interprets it by bringing it to pass. Now, we all know that a smatter of common sense mixed with politics and a little religion is not going to save anyone who are lost. And I'm not saying Charlie Kirk didn't do his best with what he knew. I can only say that at least he was trying. That's a lot more than many people do. They just sit back and criticize everyone else. So never get it in your mind that if you don't believe everything you hear, that you have a right to cancel them out whichever way you want. If you don't like one thing or even most of what a man says, then you have a right not to listen to them. Just don't go there unless you wish to openly debate a point. But you have no right to cancel them out so others cannot hear what they say. You know, it's not untypical for a person to leave a church and then go around and try to go to the people in the church and say bad things about the pastor. I've seen it here, I've seen other churches. No, that person that left is wrong to begin with. They went out from us because they're not of us. So if you're not of us, just say, okay, I'm not of them. That's it. That's it. That's as far as I'll take it. I'm not going to criticize the way that they are, the things they say. I'm just saying, you know, it wasn't for me, all right? And especially to cancel their life completely as in death. That only shows you are anointed with the mind of Satan, as Cain was of his son. Now, Cain was his son. Now, remember, Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. What did they do to him? They killed him. All right? So it shows that Cain was of Lucifer, okay? And he was just like the Pharisees were. They have their own form of religion and did not have the mind of God. They had the word. Brother Brown said they can read the same word. They can say the same word. We can all say the word parousia. We can all say the word Godhead. But what are you doing with it? Is it just a speech? Or has it transformed your life to be holy and to love one another and realize that no man is perfect? The Brother Branham even said, he said, listen, I make mistakes. You believe Brother Branham made mistakes? He did. He said it. But he said, this word never makes a mistake. So that's your absolute, brother, sister. Not, well, Brother Branham said, I like cherry pie, so I better eat cherry pie if I'm going to make it. I've heard people say that, by the way. But you know what? That's crazy talk. That's cultish talk, okay? The Bible tells us, had they known whom he was, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So Satan never gave Charlie Kirk any peace in his last few years. And even after his assassination, Satan still wages war over the man's legacy. But he had something special in him to try to win souls and minds. But if you, in any way... deviate from mega, you're called, oh, you're not mega. I've heard people say that. You don't believe in mega. Listen, I believe in about 90-some percent of it, but I don't believe in it all. Just like there's a truth to Seven Thunders. It's just not what they say about it. It's what Brother Bram said about it. There's a word to, there's a truth to having two different souls or two different natures of the spirit. You know, your old nature dies, your new nature is Christ. But you see, it's not what they say because they go out and marry two or three women so they can have one free soul. All right. So there's funny things that people do, like not eating meat and things like that. There's no scripture for it. There is a scripture that says they shall say in the end time not to eat meat. So there's no scripture for not eating meat. Okay. There's not one scripture for it. Brother Vail, he ate some of the salmon you gave him a week or two before he died, okay? So I brought him chicken, Chinese chicken, all the Chinese chicken dinners all the time. So Brother Vail did eat meat. But there were certain people that had their own little game they wanted to play, and they wanted to cower everybody and make people subservient, so they spread this rumor that you can't eat meat. That's hogwash. Brother Bram called them cults, and that's exactly what it is, all right? Now, I tell you, no one has ever won a soul preaching morality and politics. You have to do that with the word alone, solo scriptura, as Martin Luther proclaimed. These young people have rejected the word of God like the cardinals did in Luther's day. And they tried to silence Luther. I've been to, what's the name of that city? It's, anyway, where he was summoned for his trials and stuff. I was there in Germany, okay? And they tried to silence him even by censuring him and trying to kill him. Noah didn't reach out to the totally lost once the ark doors were closed. It says he preached to the lost for 120 years while building the ark. But he did not preach morality, nor did he preach politics. He made sure of that by closing the doors. Excuse me, God made sure of that by closing the doors. But Noah left whether the doors were open or closed completely up to God. Why don't we do that? Well, they don't believe it exactly like I do, but you know what? They might be a son of God. I'll probably be on the other side with them. Leave it up to God. All right? Noah didn't make the choice to close the doors himself. God closed the doors. Moses didn't even try to convert the Egyptian soldiers, but he recognized God's children from those who were not. He tried to preach morality to the Egyptian soldiers, and all he had to show was a dead soldier for his efforts. That's before he met the pillar of fire. He didn't like the way the soldier was treating a man, so he hit him and he killed him. Now, I don't think he meant to kill him, but he was a pretty powerful man. So he was teaching, he was preaching morality, and it didn't work. All right? So he went into the wilderness to find out what he must do. Paul did the same thing. Paul was killing Christians until God said, I'm going to knock you off your high horse. Both met the pillar of fire. When Moses tried to cross the Red Sea, he didn't say, come, let us reason together and talk these differences over and perhaps we can strike up some common ground. Yeah, the soldiers are coming. Oh, good, we're going to have a revival. There's more of us. There's millions of soldiers. We're going to have a revival. He didn't think that. He let God take over. He didn't think finally Pharaoh was coming to talk with all of his armies. Maybe we'll start a revival. No, he left it up to God, and God is the one who drowned every one of them in the Red Sea. Their death was not Moses' fault. It wasn't my fault that God took our enemies of the gospel the way that he did. God took them out. I mean, there's several that died and several left the message, everything else that had come against me in Uganda. It bothered me that God stepped in and fought my battle for me in Uganda, but now I expect it. So you know what? I tread softly. I don't antagonize. I make sure that I'm not to blame for that person dying because they blasphemed. All right? Just let them be. It's not for us to write off people for what they say. Leave it to God to take care of that situation. Then everything will work together for the good to them who love God. And remember, he said, you can't love me unless you love your brother. To them who love God and them who are called according to his purpose. But if you try to fight your battles, God will set back and will not fight for you. You see then, well, why do you fight? Because if I don't fight, if I don't, God will step on the scene, and I don't want that kind of results. Because I don't want God to have to fight my battle and kill somebody, because I don't want the person dead. So I end up fighting. I shouldn't do it. We have seen this example over and over in the Bible. God fought when Israel didn't try to do it themselves, but when God decided Israel knew that they couldn't do it, then he just took over for them. Moses' own sister was dying of leprosy because of what she said about Moses and his dark-skinned wife. Brother Branham's own wife mouthed off, and God gave her a tumor that would have taken her life had God's prophet not implored God to take it off of her. Moses even told the 2 million who were following him, listen, they had left families and homes and everything else. But you know what? They were complainers. And Moses told those 2 million who were following him, whoever is on the Lord's side, come and stand with me. Now, if he thought everyone agreed with him 100%, he wouldn't have said, come and stand with me, would he? For what reason would he say it? But when did God open the ground and destroyed Korah and his people? When the people chose to stand with God's prophet. The other people who were left, God took out. Moses didn't do it, though. God destroyed them. Now, I can say that Charlie Kirk would be better off had he died a martyr for the pure gospel alone instead of mixing the word with politics. And remember, Brother Branham told us in Jezebel Religion, they can't do it. They can't control, the church can't control it through religion. So they're going to mix it with politics, and there they'll control it. So poor Charlie, hybrid, the word. Told the kids some word, that's wonderful, but he also told them to be mega. All right? It doesn't work that way. Had he stood in the middle and said both the GOP and DNC are wrong, both sides are guilty of deserting the word of God, he might not have been as popular as the political right, with the political right, and the political left wouldn't have taken him as a political adversary like they did. When he started to see that when we bless Israel, we're not blessing the government of Israel, but the real Israelites. When he started to see that, his life became very turbulent. He said so. I heard him on a tape. Those are not his words. I mean, excuse me, those are his words. I heard him in an interview. All right. But that's all I can say about that for now. But had he based everything on Scripture, which he was trying to do, because remember, he didn't have this message. He didn't have an understanding of the Scripture like we have. He was an evangelical, and that's what evangelicals do, is they evangelize. Those lefties wouldn't have gone to his rallies, and he would still be here today. He would be saved. He would be alive today. But they canceled him instantly with a bullet, and their fathers canceled out the Prince of Peace, not exactly with a bullet, but very painfully with a slow, painful torture and crucifixion. Shows what kind of a spirit they had to torture somebody and then kill him. So he did what he knew to do with, and he was very successful in doing it. And he had a right to do it without any interference from the opposition. If they were so opposed to him, why didn't they come and talk out their disagreements? But don't silence him with a bullet. You can silence anyone you have with a correct word, if your word happens to be more correct than theirs. All right? But resorting to a bullet only showed their frustration because they did not have any answers, not any real answers, because they had no argument, and so just like Cain had no argument with Abel, he tried to cancel him out by slaying him. Shows he was of the wicked one. So that's all I am trying to say in this subject. Charlie was a good man. He tried to change people back to being human again. But the problem is, a lot of these people had become transhuman, and they killed him for it. If he just understood that every seed after its kind, he would have avoided the trouble with the serpent seed. That's why I avoided the masses when I preached overseas. The Son of Man came to sow seeds. That's his job. That has already been done. Brother Branham sowed the seed. Our job is not to sow the seed, but to water that which was sown by the Son of Man. But he did what he thought was right because he was the evangelicals around him think anyone can be saved and changed, and we know they cannot. They think you can be a hog, born a hog, and one day you become a son of God. You can't. You were born a son of God. You just didn't know it. You were in God's thinking before the foundation of the world. You just didn't know it. That's what Genesis 1:11 tells us. It says, every seed after his kind. That is the most important scripture in the entire Bible. Because if you're not of God, then I'm sorry, but you have no opportunity. But those around him would say how glorious to save a child from fire, only to place him in the pot left for the burning. What would you rather do? Have Charlie go off the scene now because he was a good man, or just let him hang around for the tribulation? I'd rather him gone home now. God saved him from the wrath to come, okay? They're just proselyting to a political right when God's prophet said they are both wrong. Christ is the only answer, not Christ plus the Word. Not Christ the Word plus the right kind of politics. No, he said the Word alone. In paragraph 79 of the same message, Satan's Eden, Brother Branham said, your voice, you know what? Your actions speak so loud it drowns your voice. Uh-huh. Let me go to a man and say, we're all Christians. We belong to church, and stripteases hanging all over his office. It wouldn't make no difference what he's told me. I know better, and so would you. I went into a person who had a high position in a church, and he had naked pictures all over his house. His daughter had drawn those pictures. And I said, get those pictures out. You're being mean. He went to Brother Bell. Brian's just a dictator. He's telling me what to do. Listen, Brother Brand said you can go into a man's house, and if you see those girly pictures and stuff, you know he's not a Christian. What a testimony to have something like that in your house. So as for MAGA, I told Donald Trump Jr. in a text when he asked me why I wasn't contributing to his father to make America great again. And he said, don't you want to make America great again? And I said, he never did make it great again. How can you make great when he has sodomites in his cabinet in the first term? And this is before he even elected a cabinet this time. I said, God will never honor what is against his word. America will never be made great again. It wasn't great to begin with. It was flawed. Now, I'm not saying it was evil. It was probably the most right amongst all the nations, because most nations were totalitarian. You know, the man upstairs, he just told everybody what to do and they abided. But at least America, you have a right to religion, you have a right to make your own speech and things like that. But Brother Brown continues, let a woman say she's a Christian with short hair. You know better than that. See? Yes, sir. You know better than that. You know, hopefully you've been taught the scriptures, where it says so in the scripture. Let her say she's a Christian wearing pants and makeup and shorts and say she's a Christian. You know better than that. The word of God teaches you better than that. I had a conversation. I was waiting for my brakes to be fixed. And there was a man sitting next to me, and he was talking to me. And we got to talking about different things like abortion and things like that. And he said, well, my wife believes it. You know, she believes in abortion. I said, is she a Christian? Oh, she says she is. She's a Baptist. She believes in God. And I said, well, you know what? I said, no person can be a Democrat if they're a Christian. Because to be a Democrat, you've got to vote to kill babies. Or vote for someone who will kill the baby for you. And I said, Christians don't do that. He said, boy, I enjoyed this conversation. We should talk to my wife. So I said, well, you can do it. And you know what? I never heard again from Donald Trump Jr. He didn't like my answers. Maybe if you get a lot of these phone calls and stuff or texts, just tell them a little bit of truth and you get rid of them, okay? So let her say that she's a Christian wearing pants and makeup and shorts and say she's a Christian. You know better than that. The Word of God teaches you better than that. But today, right wing is as godless as the left are satanic. Did you know that? Maybe they're a little bit more normal, yet they are not really Christians. Because to be a Christian means you're Christ-like. That's what the word meant when they coined the term back in the days of Paul. These people are Christ-like, but mega people are not. So the right is just more deceiving than the left. Whew, you get that? Mega is more deceiving than the left satanic people. The left comes right out and says they worship Satan. And the right are worshiping the same God of this evil age that Paul said that they would. But the deceiving thing is they claim to be Christians and following God, but so did the Pharisees. Now, please don't misunderstand me. Charlie Kirk was the Son of God without the Holy Ghost. If he had the Holy Ghost, he wouldn't have seen, and he would have seen the message of this hour. 1 Corinthians 2 tells us, without having the Holy Spirit, you cannot understand the things of God. Even the Pharisees could read the scriptures that Jesus read, but couldn't rightfully divide the word. So most likely Charlie will be there on the other side as a Son of God, because he was doing what his heart was. He said, this stuff is all wrong. And he should have just started preaching instead of running this $40 million organization. All right. But God took him so he would not accept Catholicism, because that's what his wife is. She's Catholic. So let's not get confused concerning where we're at. Concerning this word. We don't want to be confused ourselves. Most GOP persons push beautiful, scantily clothed women like Fox News, and they even identify themselves as being Christian when they are owned by Jews. But you don't, you know that they don't measure up to the values and opinions God has. Remember, if we are to be endoxazod, which means glorified in his saints, the word is endoxa, endoxazo, means N, E-N is N, is in. Doxa is the value, is the glory, is the opinions and values and judgments of God. And Zoe is in your life. So if the word of God is not in your life, you can have parousia all day long. It's just mental. You can have Godhead all day long. Listen, I conversed with a church that had left the Church of Christ over Godhead. They believed that there's one God, he had a son. And they believed almost every one of the scriptures I sent to them. And I sent about 365. They just didn't see that Jesus, that God was in Christ before the foundations of the world. That God was in that Logos that came out of God. They just saw, well, from the time of birth, he was Son of God. So, their denomination, you can have the Godhead right and you're still a denomination. Do you know that? Do you know that? You can have parousia right and that just makes you somebody says, well, if he's here, then we shouldn't take communion anymore. And they don't realize that word was erchome, not parousia. You see, they get their own mind going in their own directions and they don't take what God says. They only take what they say. And they professing God, but denying God's word. Oh, we're Christians. No, you're not. You're not Christ-like. Certainly they are not Christians because they are not Christ-like. Brother Brown continues, the word says that she can't do it and be a Christian. Well, that's right there. Thus saith the Lord. She can't do it and be a Christian. She is ever dishonorable in everything, or even dishonorable in everything. How God is going to put a dishonorable thing in his kingdom? No, sir, not at all. No, sir. Themselves, it shows their desire. So, don't be deceived by the political right. Just stay out of the whole mess. They are like the Pharisees and Sadducees who were the most religious people of their day, and yet they denied Christ, and who was God incarnate in his son, and that is to his face. So the Pharisees, who you could put a pin through the scroll, and they could tell you every letter that it hit going through the scroll. That's how studied they were. That's how messagized they were. That's how they could quote the quotes of the prophets. And yet, they didn't have it. They actually wanted to kill, like Cain wanted to kill Abel. They wanted to kill the Son of God. God incarnate in his Son, they wanted to kill him. That's the two spirits to be so close that it would deceive the very elect, if not possible. We certainly are not deceived by the left. They are devil worshipers and even claim to be so. They are nothing but a bunch of heathen sodomites to the core. But the right claims to be Christians, and they are far, far from it. Oh, I'm a Christian, and got tattoos up and down the arm, on their legs, everything else. But I'm a Christian. You're not Christ-like. You drink alcohol. How many of those Fox News people, they all talk about their alcohol. They go out and they drink and this and that. But I don't smoke. That makes me a Christian? No. That just means you're a sensible person. You see how the things of the world, they cling to them. And yet, well, I'm a Christian. No, they're not. Now, I'm thankful that at least they're passing laws that makes it a little bit easier for us to live until we get out of here. But as soon as we're out of here, listen, that little ring of Christians, so-called Christians, will become so vitrified by the things that we stand for. You talk to them about serpent seed, they'll kill you. Get their Christian right. All right? Now, Brother Bram went on to say in paragraph 80, you can't get a dove to eat with a buzzard, not at all. A dove don't have any gall. He can't eat that old carrion. Just be careful, because you don't understand, but you should. That Brother Branham said the next thing basically is going to happen is the church is going to come against the elect. All right? No, they're standing up for other denominational Christians, but you're a cult to them. You don't believe in the unlimited grace of God that they can live like a fornicating fool and still go to heaven. The Bible says fornicators will not live in the not enter the kingdom of heaven. All right? So just be thankful the administration has taken a more positive stance for Christianity for now. But be on guard, because it will change, and one day they will hunt down anyone who disagrees with them, like the left are doing now. We'll be out of here by then. So you just praise God that the pressure is off. So how are you going to eat with the right, knowing they are just like the Pharisees that killed Christ? But just for now, spit out the pits, because eventually you won't be able to agree with them as well. So just sit back and watch, and don't get involved with this world. Be thankful that you see policies that favor Christianity. But know one day that those same policies will try to cancel you out as well. But if you feel like that is what you must do, well then do it. But with the scriptures alone. In other words, I agree when you quoted this scripture. I agree when you quoted the scripture. But it also says, see, Lucifer uses scriptures like the one, like the mega people do. The Democrats won't even touch it. But on the right, the mega people are saying, well, you know what? The Bible says this, the Bible says that. But Jesus said to Lucifer, but it also says this. It also says that. You see? Brother Branham, speaking of the dove eating along with the buzzards, he said, if he took a bite of it, what the buzzard can eat, it would kill him, and he knows it. But a buzzard can eat most anything he wants to. Look, let me put it this way. The right are religious and can eat dove food and buzzard food. But a believer cannot do the same. Your kingdom is from above. That doesn't mean the right won't do things that are helpful to us and the other believers. But watch out. They will do one thing and compromise and do something evil. Why? That is the nature of politics. You can't trust a politician. That means don't get too caught up in what they have to offer. Eat their cherry pie, but don't swallow their pits. Back to Satan's Eden. Brother Branham, a prophet, said, see, he's got plenty of gall. So then you find out that's the way it is with the world today. Same thing. They're naked, blind, and don't even know it. Doesn't that describe the whole church age? They're all naked, blind, and don't know it. Only the elect know. The elect shall know in the end time. That's what Daniel said. And really, that is a key right there. They don't know it. Had they known who he was, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That is what this Laodicean church age is all about. Revelation 3:14, and unto the angel, the messenger of the church of the Laodiceans, right? These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. So what is a messenger to the Laodicean church age saying to this Laodicean church age members that are hearing him? He says, I know thy works. So they have works. And didn't Jesus say, Lord, Lord, did we not do these works in your name? You can't disagree with that, can you? And yet he himself will say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me into everlasting darkness. Whew. These are not godless people like the left are. You know, they even took God out of the platform of the Democratic Party in 2008. Those are the unbelievers that Brother Branham spoke about. These on the right are the make-believers that he spoke about. In Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So this tells you that there will be many who are religious and even do things in the name of the Lord, but he never knew them. They were never in God's mind before the foundation of the world. Brother Vail said in God at number 8, he said, two lords is a fallacy. We shouldn't preach it, but we do because it's in the Bible, says the Lord said to my Lord. But that's a wrong understanding. It means Elohim said unto Adonai. You can't make two lords when God's prophet Moses said, behold, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. You can't make two lords when Jesus said, God is one, he is one Lord. You can't make them two lords when Paul said, there's only one Lord and one faith. You just can't do it. So if you're doing it, you're false yourself. All right? Now, the Bible continues. The problem is these people that will not quote the word accurately cannot rightly divide the word. They say, well, you can't eat meat in this day. That, and you say, well, the Bible says in the last time. Well, that doesn't apply for this day. It even says the last day. But oh, that doesn't apply for this day. All right? They weren't in God's mind before the foundation of the world. Many, that means not a few, but many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, two lords, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? That means preached in thy name. And in thy name cast out devils. Drive out demons, like getting the tranny devil to leave so that they can become normal again. And in my name do many wonderful works. Let me show you this from the translation called the Message Bible. See what you think about this. It says, knowing the correct password, saying master, master, I guess Lord, Lord is the password. We got it. We got it. We got two lords. We got it. It's a password. It's a password. It means that I'm in the inner circle. Knowing the correct password, saying master, master, that's what Lord means, for instance, isn't going to get you anywhere with me. What is required is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. I can see it now at the final judgment. Thousands strutting up to me and saying, and I've seen them in this message on chat, and they just make fun of people that don't understand. It shows that they were strutting. All right? Master, we preach the message. That's what the Message Bible says. We preach the message. We bash the demons. Our super spiritual project had everyone talking. And do you know what I'm going to say? You missed the boat. All you did was use me to make yourselves important. Like Brother Vail said, a lot of these preachers living like kings, you know, and he said, all they're in it for is the money. That's why I don't take a penny as a salary. I live on a housing allowance. That's it. But they will have millions in the bank. I'd rather give my millions to the brothers around the world. And this church has done that over 25 years, 21 years actually. We gave out $1.8 million. That's a lot of money. All right? But we've given it out. I don't keep it. I don't have several BMWs or Mercedes-Benz or whatever, you spend $80,000 on one of those cars when the brothers and sisters in your church are driving Chevys and Fords and maybe, what's the German car? I've got the Passat, and that's a pretty cheap car. I mean, it's under $30,000, so. But he says, you missed the boat. And then when I professed unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You weren't in the mind of God. You're just religious hack. So back to what Jesus was saying in Revelation 3:15, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. Brother Brown said, if I wasn't for this message, I'd be against it. I'd stand better with God if I was against it than if I'm just kind of lazy about, I kind of believe it, but I kind of don't. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's God's word. I will spew thee out of the word. You never were in my book of life. Look, you are either sold out to Christ, the word alone, or to the right-wing establishment. Paul was either sold out to the Hebrew religion or he was sold out to God. You know what? He was either hot for his religion. God said, well, now I can deal with a man that's hot for the religion, but he's got a wrong understanding. So then God took him off his high horse, and God corrected him, and now he was hot for the right word. Moses the same way. Moses struck the man dead because he was whipping a Hebrew child. God said, I can use that man. He's got some fire. I can use it, but I got to train him to use the fire for me. All right? You're either sold out to Christ, the word alone, or to the right wing establishment. You can't be both. One student was rudely rebuked for not being mega because he disagreed with allowing trannies to be in the mega movement. He was told, then you're not a mega. That's what he said. That's what was said to him. He said, but God's word is against it. There's hope for that kid. As if being mega is all we live for. Like that is the only way. And all oppose the administration in any ways, kicks them out from claiming to be mega. But the young man said, but God's word is opposed to it. And instead of saying, okay, I disagree with you, but we can still be mega, he didn't do that. The speaker literally rebuked him for saying that. So the speaker took the side of being tranny over being obedient to the word, as long as you are a mega tranny. That's so denominational, it stinks. It's like saying, well, you can, you know, live any old way you want, but you know what? You preach the parousia, you believe the parousia, and we'll accept you into our little cult. But you can fornicate, you can live around, you can do different things like that. That's okay. But we stand for the parousia. Or we stand for the Godhead, and so you got the Godhead right. So we're going to accept your flaws. You know? We're going to accept the fact that you're messing around with our daughters. I can't understand how people have sunk so low as to become denominational in their thinking. Now, there's one thing to talk to these juvenile delinquents and tell them to use reason and common sense, but it's another thing to point them to Calvary and tell them without Christ they will perish. You can talk a tranny out of being a tranny, and he's still a tranny in his mind. And he's still a lost creature. But you show him the word and let God deal with him. And if he is one of God's sons, God will deal with him. Why tell them being a LGBT is wrong without telling them that they will perish eternally? And doesn't the L stand for lesbian and the G stand for gay? Yet MEGA is full of them. Come on, they're in the administration. The guy that's in charge of the treasury, he's an LGBTQ. He's a gay. Now, I didn't say he's not a nice man. I don't know that for sure. You know, I've never met the man. But that has nothing to do with it. He's against God's word. They say, oh, you're so wrong because our group says so. No, you are wrong because God's word says so. And you will suffer for ages and ages in agony because you are finally annihilated. You say, God made me this way. And blame God for your messed up mind. Like Brother Vail said, their minds are all muddied up. He said, well, Brother Branham, you know, he preached, his message was muddied. He said, no, your mind is muddied. You can't see through it. The Bible, God's word says, how can the clay say to the potter, you made me this way? Doesn't the potter have power over the clay to make it the way he wants it? Then why can't you accept the way God made you? I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. So it is apparent that they do not see, and they are even naked and don't even know it. That's insanity. Isn't this end time full of insanity? Aren't at least 50%? Actually, I think about only the bride has the mind of Christ. So only the bride has mental clarity. Only the bride has the dopes of God, the thoughts, the opinions of God. Everyone else is insane. I can give you a quote for that. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous, therefore, and repent. He is telling us the age needs to repent. That means he's calling us to a mind change. We have to be changed from our mind to his mind. Don't you see this is a part of the rapture process? You have to have a mind change before God will give you a glorified body, because you wouldn't know what to do with the body that cannot die. Like Brother Vail said, and I mentioned it earlier, 40 years ago he said, you have to have a mind that is capable of handling this glorified body, or you would zoom around the world traveling like a thought, dismantling nuclear bomb here and nuclear bomb there, and just messing up the entire plan of God. So God's waiting for us to have his mind. Let this mind be in Christ, which was in you. Which was in me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear or understands my voice, if any man understands what I am saying while I'm knocking at the church and opens the door, I will come in with him and will sup with him and he with me. In other words, the word will just keep, like the barrel that never went empty, it'll just keep coming and coming and coming because you understand what he's saying. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Now back to Satan's Eden, and Brother Bram says, Satan did it by the woman's lust for knowledge, for sex, which she chose by her own choosing. Well, isn't that what the trannies are doing? Well, I don't want to have relations with the woman. I want to have it with a man. That's a homosexual. Now, to justify it, I'll have him dress up like a her, and now it's okay. All right? Isn't that exactly what the juveniles are choosing today? They are not satisfied with reality, who they really are. They are caught up into becoming an alternative reality. So they transition themselves to be what they want to be instead of what God wants them to be. Go back to my sermon, The Unveiling of God, series number 2 or 4. I showed you how they wanted to make everyone transhuman with, you know, the thing. Just like in the beginning, the beast in the very beginning wanted to make humanity into a beast man by hybridizing man, which is transhuman. They're doing the same thing, it's repeating. Now notice, it was Eve that led Adam to the wrong. And it was a woman who took off her clothes before her Adam took off his. See? It's a woman, always. It's always been, it still is the same. It's the church that leads the man astray. It's the church, see, that leads the men that want to be a son of God. It's the woman, the church, not the Bible, God, for God is a man. Now listen, this is as much heresy to the right as it is to the left. Oh yeah. The word was made flesh and he was a man. See? The Bible is a man. The church is a woman. See? It isn't the church, the Bible that leads the man. It isn't the Bible that leads the man astray. It's the church that leads him astray. It's the church he went naked with, not the Bible. See? No, indeed. The Bible tells him that he's naked. Yes, sir. Now, notice how by sex, desire for sex, she lusted for knowledge to know what was this and how whether this fruit was good or not, and she did it. So can't you see we are back to people choosing what sex they want instead of God choosing the right way for them? Now, it is no mystery that the killer of Charlie was partnered with another man that transitioned to becoming a woman. How do you become something you're not? And yet referred himself as furry. Part beast, part human. That is trans talk for bestiality, and that is what this trans stuff is all about. Back to the Garden of Eden, where a beast had relations with a man, with a woman. It began in the garden with the beast seducing the woman, so a beast got the woman pregnant. The beast, as in bestiality, we are back to the same conditions as in the beginning. The end has got to be very, very close. That was what Charlie was up against, but did not knowing it, because he was caught in between doing God a service and doing the church a service. And he will never know this side of the resurrection, which got him killed. We won't know that. Was God taking him home and out of this mess so he wouldn't be here for the great tribulation? I think so. But we just don't know for certain. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we're not saying anything contrary to our brother that was killed. But knowing, Lord, like Samson was killed because he dallied with the church. And dallying with the woman, the church, got him into the condition he was in so that he could be killed. And this, I think, was the experience that our brother went through. And so, Lord, we just pray for everyone that none of our children would be tainted by this evil that we see presented in this day, nor the evil of the MAGA, that they wouldn't get so festered with MAGA spirit on them that they would become perverts as well to your scripture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We're going to sing Because He Lives, page 266.